சரதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவரதாரி ஜாய் ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவரதாரி யசோதா நந்தன ப்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி ஜாய் ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லப கிரிவரதாரி யசோதா நந்தன ப்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி யசோதா நந்தன ப்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே ஹரிநாம் சங்கீர்த்தன் கீ ஜய ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கீ ஜய ஸ்ரீ பிரபுபாத் கீ ஜய இதாய் கோ பிரேமானந்தே ஹரி ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு சிம்பிள் தி போட் இஸ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு சிம்பிள் தி போட் இஸ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு சிம்பிள் தி போட் இஸ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரிஸ் டு ஸ்ரீ குரு அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ கௌரங்கா ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 5th சாப்டர் 1 அண்ட் டைட்டில் த ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் ஆஃப் மகாராஜ் பிரிய விரத டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 40 பூசமஸ்தானம் கிருதம் யேன ஷரத்கிரீவநாதிபி சீமாச்ச பூத நிர்வித்தை
द्विपे द्विपे विभागश भूसमस्तानां कृतं येन सरिद्गिरिवनादिभिः सीमा च भूतनिर्वृत्तये द्विपे द्विपे विभागश भूसमस्तानां कृतं येन सरिद्गिरिवनादिभिः सीमा च भूतनिर्वृत्तये द्विपे द्विपे विभागश
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग भूत भू समस्थानां सिचुएशन ऑफ द अर्थ कृतम डन एन बाय होम सरित बाय रिवर्स गिरी बाय हिल्स एंड माउंटन्स वन आदि भी बाय फॉरेस्ट एंड सो ऑन सीमा बाउंड्रीज च ऑल्सो भूत ऑफ डिफरेंट नेशंस निर्वृत्तये टू स्टॉप फाइटिंग द्वीपे द्वीपे ऑन द वेरियस आइलैंड्स विभागशः सेपरेटली ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन टू स्टॉप द क्वारलिंग अमंग डिफरेंट पीपल्स महाराज प्रियव्रत Mark boundaries at rivers and at the edges of mountains and forests so that no one would trespass upon others' property. Purport. The example said by Maharaj Priyavrat in marking of different states is still followed. As indicated here, different classes of men are destined to live in different areas, and therefore the boundaries of various tracts of land which are described here as islands should be defined by different rivers, forests and hills. This is also mentioned in relationship to Prithu Maharaj, who was born from the dead body of his father by the manipulation of a great sages. Maharaj Prithu's father was very sinful, and therefore a black man called Nishada was first born from his dead body. The Nishada race was given a place in the forest because by nature they are thieves and rogues. As animals are given places in various forests and hills, men who are like animals are also destined to live there. One cannot be promoted to civilized life unless one comes to Krishna consciousness. For by nature, one is destined to live in a particular situation according to one's karma and association with the modes of nature. If men want to live in harmony and peace, they must take to Krishna consciousness, for they cannot achieve the highest standard while absorbed in bodily concept of life. Maharaj Priyavrat divided the surface of the globe into different islands so that each class of men would live peacefully and not clash with the others. The modern idea of nationhood has gradually developed from the divisions made by Maharaj Priyavrat. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ నమా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపరిష్ణాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామినే గౌర ద్విషే నమ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతి దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే నీలాచల నివాసాయ నిత్యాయ పరమాత్మనే బలభద్ర సుభద్రాభ్యాం జగన్నాథాయ తే నమ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యస్య కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమ జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో ఐడ్ లైక్ టు వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ టుడేస్ మార్నింగ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. ఐ ఆల్సో సీక్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్ అసెంబ్డ్ హియర్, ఎస్పెషల్లీ హిస్ గ్రేస్ రాధేశ్యామ్ ప్రభు, సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ మై ఓన్ ప్యూరిఫికేషన్. రాధేశ్యామ్ ప్రభు హెస్ బిన్ ఆల్వేజ్ కైండ్ టు మీ అండ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఎన్కరేజింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్వేజ్ అప్రిషియేటింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేరియస్ సర్వీసెస్ I have done or I am doing, but actually it is just because of his expert training, guidance, personal attention, and he is very expert. As just a few days back Revatipati Prabhu was saying, expert in transforming coals into diamonds. So though I am not fit to sit in this asana, but as since I am been instructed, I will try to do some justice, try to share whatever I heard and whatever I read and whatever I understood in service of all devotees as well. So here we are reading 5th canto, 1st chapter, activities of Maharaj Priyavrat, and text 40. So Srimad Bhagavatam is so amazing. It has arrived to dispel the darkness of this age of Kali. We see, because of deep ignorance, people in Kali Yuga are always disturbed and miserable. Prabhupada writes in today's purport, if men want to live in harmony and peace, they must take to Krishna consciousness, for they cannot achieve the highest standard while absorbed in the bodily concept of life. Being absorbed in bodily concept of life, there is no question of peace and happiness. Though we may have external forms, like Maharaj Priyavrat externally divided the boundaries so that everybody can live peacefully, but if they don't know the goal of life, if they don't have proper understanding of life, even after creating all facets, they will still fight. So here we see Maharaj Prevart and Pruthu Maharaj beforehand only, they understood the tendencies of people. They actually divided the these things, and they also made facilities that there can be proper dissemination of knowledge so that people can live peacefully. We see even in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, anartho upasham sakshat bhakti yogam adokshaje lokasya ajananto vidvams chakre satvat sammita. So anartho upasham sakshat, people are so disturbed, they are so frustrated in modern times, but they don't know that bhakti yogam adokshaje. Just by doing bhakti yoga to Krishna, Supreme Person Godhead, who is beyond our mind and senses, anartha upasham, all these miseries which are external, which are on bodily platform, mental problem, can be completely extinguished, and people can be happy, whether one is rich or poor, whether one is materially educated or uneducated, whether a person is very famous or unfamous, whether is whatever material qualification achievement he may have or may not have, still one can be very happy just by practicing devotional service to Krishna. Lokasya ajananto vidvans. So this secret, most of the people don't know. Most of the people don't know that they can be happy in all situations, irrespective of all material circumstances. One time in one class, one teacher asked students, what you would like to become when you grow up in life? They had to write in their written exam. Different students wrote different things. Somebody wrote, I want to become engineer. Somebody wrote, I want to become film star. Somebody said, I want to become sports star. Somebody said, I want to become scientist. So everybody, what you want to become when you, what you would want to be when you grow up in life. So one student wrote, I want to be happy. So teacher was checking everybody's, you know, oh, doctor, very nice, engineer, very nice, scientist, very nice, film star, very nice, wonderful, no? You have wonderful goals in life. And when that teacher read this answer, what you want to be when you grow up in life, happy, teacher wrote a comment, maybe you have not understood the question. So teacher comment, maybe you have not understood. The student got the answer sheet. When he read, teacher wrote, maybe you have not understood the question. Then he wrote comment to, maybe ma'am, you have not understood life. So we see, people have no understanding of life. And they are struggling in life. And more they struggle to become, achieve so many things in life, more they become depressed. So here Bhagavatam is saying that lokasya ajananto vidvam, people don't know that one can be happy without any material achievement, without any so-called, you know, whatever situation may be there, so-called good fortune, so-called bad fortune, in every situation one can be happy if one practices pure devotional service to Krishna. And because people don't know, chakre satvata samhita, Vyasadeva, Incarnation Supreme Lord, has compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are so fortunate that every day we are getting opportunity to study Srimad Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavatam, and mold our lives according to Srimad Bhagavatam. We see material world is world of uncertainties and unexpected problems, at least expected moment. So how can we live a peaceful, happy life? So it is possible based on teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. We see recently so many people are becoming disturbed. Last week some Bollywood star committed suicide. Before that some actress committed suicide. Before that one big industrialist, when he got too much in debt, he committed suicide. So people have great expectations from life,
And when things, life, things don't turn as per they want, then they just quit life. They commit suicide and all these things. So this is all because of actual ignorance. And all this ignorance can be dispelled by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And in every situation one can be happy in life. Other day, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was addressing IIT Bombay students in Tech Fest. And he was saying, do not build beautiful, luxurious, opulent houses on weak foundation. Okay, we can have, definitely, we are not against beautiful, luxurious, opulent houses. We can use our best of the science and technology and architecture to have very magnificent houses, beautiful houses with all the facilities. But he was saying, don't forget to have a strong foundation. Because if foundation is weak, you may have most beautiful, most luxurious, most opulent home. But storm comes, or little earthquake happens, then everything will be smashed to dust. So, this daily studying Bhagavatam, daily being in touch with scriptures, daily chanting as attentively as possible holy names of Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, in association devotees, builds a strong foundation in life. Sometimes people say, Hare, we see, even in Vedic times there were some suicides, isn't it? So how can we be assured that by following Vedic life there won't be suicide? We see Sati, he committed suicide. Apparently when there was conflict between father and husband. Or we see Vedavati, when she was touched by Ravana, she just burned her body. And apparently she committed suicide. Or we see Chota Haridas from Chaitanya Chandra. He also committed suicide. But actually, these personalities, suicides, they are not ordinary suicide which are done out of frustrations, material frustrations and in ignorance, where one's future becomes very bleak. So-called people, when they commit suicide in ignorance, then they don't get human bodies. And they lose the greatest opportunity to perfect their lives in the human bodies. These personalities like Sati, they are very exalted. And their acts are, had a higher purpose. She didn't want to hear the blasphemy of a great personality like Shiva. And it said when one hears the blasphemy of a great person, either one should defeat that person, or maybe remove the tongue, or maybe commit suicide. So she took to that. But she was very Krishna conscious, even leaving her body, and therefore she could get a better life. She again came as Parvati, and then we see her life is glorious. Anyway, we cannot imitate such things, because if we do, we cannot be assured human life, and we may become a ghost and be in a big problem. Similarly, Vedavati, she was fully Krishna conscious, and she didn't want, she wanted to offer her body to Krishna, and she thought that, oh, Ravana has touched me, so I am contaminated. And then she gave her body with mystic power, not ordinary hanging to, some ceiling or some knife. She just by ignited fire within her body, and then later on she appeared as Maya Sita, who assisted Lord Ram in past times and became the cause of Ravana's death. And later on, again she appeared as Padmavati. And then she was able to reunite with Balaji. And she is a great worshipable goddess of fortune. and Chota Haridas, Mahaprabhu wanted to teach a great lesson, how people in renounced out of life should be very serious about maintaining their purity, including mental purity. And he committed suicide, and Mahaprabhu was happy. And then, and later on he became Gandharva, and he continued his service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, singing So these are not ordinary examples, and nor we can imitate them. One sannyasin is gone. He committed suicide, and when Prabhupada came to know, he said, no, actually it was not appropriate. Better if somebody has problem being a sannyasi, then it is better that he gets married and lives a proper Krishna conscious life, because that will help in further progress in spiritual life. And we see Sanatan Goswami, when he had that disease, and then he had boils and pus, and when every time Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see him, he used to become so happy and he used to embrace him, and Sanatan Goswami used to feel so awkward, and then he decided to commit suicide. But then next day Mahaprabhu came and he said, oh, you thief, you are trying to destroy somebody else's property. So Sanatan Goswami is confused, what happened, what is Mahaprabhu saying? And Mahaprabhu said, this body is not your body. This body belongs to Lord, and it is meant for service of Lord. He said, I have so many things to accomplish through you, through this body. How can I destroy it? Imagine somebody gives you Mercedes Benz, and then you destroy that. It would be, very unfortunate. So the body which we have is not our property, it's God's property, and it is meant for service of Lord. Today we see there is so many problems going on, racial discrimination and all this thing. So I read one comment. They said this: animals are not meant for humans. Blacks are not meant for whites, and women are not meant for men. So okay, they are not meant for them. Understood. Understood that men should not exploit woman, white should not exploit black, or human should not exploit animals. So that is one part of story, but it is not complete. Yes, animals are not meant for humans. Yes, blacks are not meant for whites. Yes, men, women are not meant for men. But everybody is meant for Krishna, Supreme Lord. Everybody is meant to serve Lord, please Lord. And in that, everybody can find their perfection. In that, one can find peace and harmony. In that, then there can be cooperation, there can be co-dependency, there can be interdependency, peace, love, harmony. And then everything can be properly set. But if you remove God from the picture, and in ignorance you try to set things right, dukkha aushadam tad abhi dukkham. So it's very important, therefore we daily in association devotees study Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavatam. Are devotees immune to all these problems of the world just because we hear Bhagavatam? Actually, sometimes even devotees may get frustrated, and they may also do something inappropriate like suicide. Because sometimes we may not properly understand the subject. We may just hear out of some information, and sometimes we may not properly understand, and most important, we may not live by it. We may not realize the import of the scriptures, and we may not relish being a devotee. So just being a devotee externally is not sufficient. Yes, that is also good. It's better than being a materialistic person. But it's very important that in association devotees, we understand this subject matter very nicely. Not only we understand, we try to live by it. Only when we try to live by it, more we'll understand. Otherwise, it's just superficial. And then it can lead to many, many contradictions. And when we live by it, under the guidance of devotees, in association of devotees, we can realize sublime truths of the scriptures, and then we can relish. Then our life can be blissful, irrespective of so-called upheavals in this material world, which are natural and which are going to come. So we see, when we study Bhagavatam, first thing we understand is right definition of life. One of the reasons people have been so easily giving up life, quitting life or committing suicide is because they don't have proper understanding of life. They think, I am this body, everything is in relation with this body is mine, and I want to enjoy on material platform. But unfortunately, more we try to enjoy on material platform, yahi sansarja bhoga dukha ena evate adyantavanta kaunte nateshu ramate buddha. Therefore, intelligent people don't engage in bodily sense because it just causes misery. Mental people understand life is not material. We are spiritual beings. And no matter how much material success or material achievements or material assets or material things we have, it cannot really satisfy the heart. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam story of Chitraketu Maharaj. He was unrivaled king of entire planet Earth. He had so many beautiful wives. He had so much fame. And all citizens loved him. Still he was unhappy. Whatever one can dream to have, he had everything. His wealth, if you compare Jeff Bezos, what is his richest man? Jeff Bezos. He won't be, he is very insignificant compared with Chitraketu Maharaj. Wealth of Chitraketu Maharaj is uncomparable. Millions of Jeff Bezos cannot be compared with Chitraketu Maharaj. So Bhagavatam tells about that. But after achieving so much wealth, so much influence, and so much of love of citizens, he was, why? Because he was thinking, I don't have a child. So this is nature of this material. Whoever we may be, whatever we may do, whatever accomplishment, there will be some or other thing in life which will, which will not go as per our wish. And nature of mind is that to focus on that which we don't have. And not focus on all the gifts and not be grateful for all the gifts and blessings which we have received. Sometimes we see devotees sitting for prasad. They may have full plate of prasad. But somebody comes with mahaprasad and gives to the person on the other side. He cannot relish a wonderful big plate of prasad. He is just thinking, "Arey, he is giving such nice, but I didn't give." And he starts thinking so much of, you know, "Arey, how is he? Maybe he is doing partiality. Maybe he doesn't like me." He cannot enjoy beautiful prasadam which he is having because his mind is focused on what he doesn't have. So we see that Chitraketu Maharaj is so miserable, Angira Muni tried to explain him, but he was not in position. He was bent upon having a son. Then Angira Muni gave him some. And he said his name will be Harshashoka. He will be cause of your happiness and miseries. And later on we see how things turn upon. He got a son. He became very blissful. And then co-wives became unhappy. They killed him. And then when his son died, he became even more miserable. He was earlier miserable. But after death of his son, he became more miserable. He was so miserable that as soon as he heard the news, he fainted. Can you imagine how much misery he must have? And then he was walking and then again he fainted. So he was become so miserable. And that time, Angira Muni and Narad Muni came and brought that child back to life. And that child taught them what is life. Child taught that we are not this body. And bodily relationships are temporary. He said, "Okay, today you may be father, but I have so many mothers and fathers. And you know how we are being carried away by time factor and we are bound by our karmas, gunas, and all the material things are just temporary. And that means for realization of our human form of life is not just mean for enjoying material life, but to realize our spiritual identity and surrender to supreme spiritual being, God, and render devotion service to God and go back to the kingdom of God. Unfortunately, people don't know. They think this world is all in all. They don't know there is a spiritual world where every walk is a dance, where every talk is a song, where life is eternal, full of happiness. Whatever they are dreaming, all dreams can be fulfilled in spiritual world. They don't know that. And they don't know how to go there. But as soon as one comes to know, one is deeply inspired and motivated, and one can become committed in positive direction. We see Chitrakumar Maharaj, as soon as he came to know about real meaning of life, real goal of life, immediately he became so committed, and then he realized God. And then later on, though earlier he was a king of just earthly planet, then later on he became king of Vidyadhar Loka, even more opulent. So by coming to truth, coming to knowledge and living by knowledge, we never lose, we always gain. So unfortunately, people of this world, they don't know and about truths of life, and therefore their life becomes entangled in one misery after another. So we see Arjuna also, before battlefield of Kurukshetra, he got bewildered, confused. He was such a great warrior. Never in life he lost a war. But in most important war, his hands started trembling, his mind started reeling, his hair stood on end, his voice got choked up, and he said, "I don't want to fight." Maybe he was thinking, "I will go and run to the forest." But then he understood, even if you run to forest, he won't be peaceful there. If you fight, he won't be peaceful. So he was confused. Sometimes people are caught in this dharma sankat. If you do, you are miserable. If you don't do, you are even more miserable. And one is caught up. Catch 20 situation. What is it? So it's like, you know, do problem, no do. So many times people, they get completely bewildered and they don't know what to do. They think Hari bol then, you know. So they come at you. But actually we see, Arjuna is bewildered, frustrated, confused. But then, Karpanya dosha upatsabhava pruchami tvam dharma sammuda cheta yashreyasha nishitam bhurhitan me shishyaste ham shadi mam tvam prapannam. He was humble. He surrendered to Krishna. He accepted Krishna as spiritual master and said, "I am fool, please tell me what is the right thing to do." So yes, it's natural, there are many appeals in life, and it's natural that one will be confused. But there is solution. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master and inquire from him submissively. What is life? What is goal of life? What is the right thing to do in life? And we see, Arjuna humbly inquired, and Krishna gave the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, at the end of which Arjuna says, "Nashta moha smritir labdva tvat prasadat maya chuta." He said, "My dear Krishna, all my illusion is gone, and this is all by your mercy." And then, what did he say? "Sthitosbi gata sandhya." Now I am firmly fixed. All doubts have gone. I am now fully inspired, motivated, energized. Karishye vachanam to. Now just tell me what you want me to do. I am ready. So just see, 45 minutes before talk of Bhagavad Gita, he was so depressed, morose. And just by hearing Bhagavad, immediately was so inspired. He said, "My dear Krishna, please tell me. Karishya vachanam tava. I will do what you say." So this is power of spiritual knowledge. And we see, Arjuna became the most famous hero in the battle of Kurukshetra. Then we see, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhishthira got depressed. He said, "I don't want to fight, you know." And he started thinking, "Oh, the 64 crore people, they, you know, died because of me." He started thinking, "I am the cause." You can project. So we see that then, later on, so many sages, Vyasdev and, you know, Krishna, and they had a great time convincing him. Finally, Krishna took him to Bhishma Pitama, who enlightened him. We see Bhishma in 14 and 15 verses telling to Yudhishthira. You can project. Okay, time is less, so it's going to take time. Basically, he said that, "My dear Yudhishthira, don't think that you are cause of, you know, everything. Understand, sarvam kalam krutam manne bhavatam chat yat priyam." That he said, actually, all this is due to inevitable time. under whose control everyone in every planet is carried, just as the clouds are carried by the wind. So one should not think we are the supreme controller and the whole world is being controlled by us and we can control it. No. Above all of us there is supreme Kala, under whose control everything is moving. And Kala is nothing but inexplicable will of the Lord. So sometimes one may be bewildered. Why things are happening? So Prabhupada writes in this purport that even the most pious has to suffer the conditions of material nature. But a pious man is faithful to the Lord, for he is guided by the bona fide Brahmanas and Vaishnavas following the religious principles. These three guiding principles should be the aim of life. One should not be disturbed by the tricks of eternal time. Even the great controls of universe, Brahmaji, is also under the control of that time. Therefore, one should not grudge being thus controlled by time, despite being a true follower of religious principles. And then next verse, Bhishma Pitama says, oh, this is how wonderful is the influence of inevitable time. It is irreversible. Otherwise, how can there be reverses in presence of great king Yudhishthir, the son of demigod controlling religion, Bhima, the great fighter with a club, the great bowman Arjun with his mighty weapon Gandiva, and above all, the Lord, the direct well-wisher of Pandavas. So, Prabhupada gives a very beautiful purport. He says, as far as material or spiritual resources were required, there was no scarcity in the case of Pandavas. Materially, they were very equipped because two great warriors, namely Bhima and Arjuna, were there. Spiritually, the king himself was symbol of religion, and above all of them, the personality of God and Lord Sri Krishna was personally concerned with their affairs as the well-wisher. And yet, there were so many reverses on the side of Pandavas. Despite the power of pious acts, the power of personalities, the power of expert management, and the power of weapons under direct supervision of Lord Krishna, the Pandavas suffered so many practical reverses, which can only be explained as due to the influence of Kala, inevitable time. Kala is identical with the Lord himself, and therefore the influence of Kala indicates the inexplicable wish of the Lord himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. So there in life, it's not that everything is within our control. There are certain things beyond our control. So here, after we have done our part, Prabhupada saying there is nothing to be lamented when things are beyond control of any human being. So Bhishma explained to Yudhishthir, don't lament, don't think that you are cause of everything. Above you and above all of us, there is Kala, who is actually a representation of Supreme Lord, and everything happening by the will of Lord. So just cooperate with the will of Lord. Like Arjuna said, Karishya Vashnam Tava. He did his duty on battlefield of Krishna. Now your duty on behalf of Lord is to rule the citizens, to give them, establish proper dharma, help them, advance in their life and progress in their life. So you should be king. So then Yudhishthir Maharaj again took up this responsibility when his confusions about life were clear. Otherwise, when he's confused, people become demotivated and they don't know what to do. So we see when we study Bhagavatam and in association of devotees, we can see all our confusions can go away, and immediately we can become energized, enthused, motivated to become wonderful instrument in hands of Lord and Guru and Vaishnavas. We see another thing is people become morose and depressed because of their wrong definition of success. As I was telling, many people think material success is all in all. But they don't know that just externally being successful is not the goal of life. We see in Bhagavatam, when battle of Rudrasur and Indra is happening, we see Indra had pleased Supreme Lord and he had got Rajra, which was empowered to kill Rudrasur. But when he came for fight, he used the club and with all his force he sent to Rudrasura. Rudrasura took that club in left hand only and hit it back. And Indra and Airavat flew so many yards away. Airavat fell one direction, Indra fell another, Vajra fell another, and he was so miserable. He said, Bapre, there is no match. If you want to fight, at least there can fight between equals. Now, there cannot be fight between ant and elephant, you know. So he said, he's like elephant, I'm like ant. So he was so morose. But Rudrasura encouraged him to fight. And then he said, Are, you don't use this mace. Mace is not going to help. Have faith in Lord. Lord gave you the weapon. Vajra, that can kill me. So then again he got up, encouraged. And then with Vajra he cut his one hand. And again, you know, still Rudrasura was very enthusiastic. He fought him and again hit him back. And Indra's Vajra fell. And in Vajra fell, Indra became terribly morose. So when we are expecting victory and when we get defeat, person becomes extremely morose. And we see Rudrasura spoke very wonderful words. Can you project 6:12:7? Somebody can, 6th. So, we'll just read translation, time is less. So, Rudrasura continued. Oh Indra, no one is guaranteed of being always victorious, but the original enjoyer, the supreme person of Godhead, Bhagavan. He is the cause of creation, maintenance and annihilation, and he knows everything. Being dependent on being and being obliged to accept material bodies, belligerent subordinates are sometimes victorious and sometimes defeated. Sometimes we think, I should be always victorious. Rudrasura is saying, no, nobody can be always victorious, only Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And others, they are sometimes victorious, sometimes defeated. Prabhupada writes beautiful purport. Sarva, here he says, Prakriti kriyamanane gunai karmane sarvasya ankar vimudatma kartaham iti manate. Persons who are bewildered, they think they are the doers, but they don't know. Actually, there are three doers, there are five doers, there are three doers in third chapter Krishna explains. The soul, super soul and Prakriti. Soul desires, super soul sanctions and Prakriti executes under the direction of super soul, God. So this body we have, it's not in our control. It's in control of super soul. Unless super soul sanctions, we can't even move our hands. But ahankara vimodatma karta aham iti manyate. Being bewildered by false, we think we are doers. So victory, Prabhupada mentioned, is always with the Supreme Person Godhead. As for the subordinate living entities, they fight under the arrangement of Supreme Person Godhead. Victory or defeat is not actually theirs. It is an arrangement by the Lord through the agency of material nature. Pride in victory or moroseness in defeat is useless. Everybody can repeat. Pride in victory or moroseness in defeat is useless. One should fully depend on Supreme Person of Godhead, who is responsible for the victory and defeat of all living entities. Lord advises, Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayohi akarmana. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. Living entity is ordered to act according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Supreme Lord. Karmanyavadikaraste mahafaleshu kadachanam. You have right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. One must sincerely, according to his position. One must sincerely act according to his position. Victory or defeat depends on the Lord. Rudrasura encouraged Indra, saying, Oh Indra, don't be morose because of my victory. There is no need to stop fighting. Instead, you should go on with your duty. When Krishna desires, he will certainly be victorious. This verse is very instructive for sincere workers in Krishna cause movement. We should not be jubilant in victory or morose in defeat. We should make a sincere effort to implement the will of Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should not be concerned with victory and defeat. Our only duty is to work sincerely so that our activities may be recognized by Krishna. Haribo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here we see Prabhupada is giving us. If you read Bhagavatam, we can see Prabhupada is guiding us. Prabhupada said, I am there in my books. If you take shelter of him. So one should have a proper definition of success. Not just some external achievement. If you just sincerely act with sincere intent to please Guru, Krishna and Vaishnavas, then at appropriate time Krishna will give results. And even if external results don't come, we see Rudrasur, externally he was defeated, but he went back home, back to Godhead and achieved perfection. So one should, I'll just conclude in a few minutes. So we see people don't have right definition of life and therefore they become miserable. People don't have right definition of success in life. They think success depends on result. They don't know. Results are depend on God. Our success is to act appropriately with right intentions. Do our best. And third thing is, unfortunately, modern times, everybody is taught how to become successful in life. They are always told you have to become successful. But they are not taught how to deal with failures in life. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many examples of personalities who apparently failed, but achieved great success in life. We see Avanti Brahmana. He was such a wealthy person, he became completely bankrupt and completely rejected by all his near and dear ones. But then we see, because he had done some pious activities in the beginning, later on he was able to remember Lord, take shelter of Lord. And then he says, he speaks in 11:23:42. 11:23:42, you can project. What does he say? 11:23:42. So he says that these people are not cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are demigods. My own body, the planets, my past karma, my past work or time. And so he says these people are not cause of my suffering. Sometimes we think, oh, I am so miserable because of these people. I am so miserable because of this situation. Oh, I am so miserable because of this body. I am so miserable because demigods are maybe against me. I am so miserable because these grahas are not going well, you know. I am so miserable because my sinful activities are past and there is no hope for me. My life is useless waste. So person may feel. But you see, when he was in a most hopeless situation, materially completely devastated, he is realizing a great thing. He is saying, these are not actually causes of my suffering. He says, rather it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life. So actually, our root cause of suffering is our mind. And if we can engage this mind, control this mind, control mind is our best friend. Uncontrolled mind is worst enemy. Mind can make heaven into hell and hell into heaven. We see one time one person, he was running in the on a sports ground and then we came and later on sat. There were some holes there and a snake came from one hole and bit him and then went inside. So he was bitten, so he became very disturbed. He looked around, he didn't see because snake went inside the hole. And from another hole, one mouse came out. He thought, "Arey, this mouse bit me." So he became very angry and started shouting at it. And then he continued he was doing his exercise and this. And then mouse was thinking, "Arey, I didn't do anything." And he unnecessarily, chastised me. So later on he came and actually bit him. And then ran away into the hole. Again this person, he looked around. That time actually snake came from the hole up. And when he looked at the snake, immediately he fainted and he died. Now you see, this person, who killed him? Snake or mouse? So, it was not that snake killed him or mouse, it was his dangerous mind. He thought a snake has, earlier when snake bit him, he was happy, no problem. He thought it was rat bite, mouse bite. He was happy. He rather tried to fight with it. But later on, when mouse bit him and he saw snake, he thought snake has bitten, and then his mind made a big story out of, snake means dangerous, oh, it's poisonous fangs, and just by that, mind created so much fear that he, before the poison could of snake could act, the poison of mind acted and he committed suicide. So we see, today morning, Radheshyampu was explaining Japa talk, you know, Kali Yuga is like a dangerous snake with his very poisonous fangs. But this can be counteracted. There is a way out. It's not that we cannot counteract the dangerous snake with poisonous fangs and poisonous tooth. Hmm? What is the solution? He said, just by taking shelter of holy names of Govinda, this poisonous snake of this Kali with dangerous poisonous fangs and teeth can be completely burnt to ashes. And that is good fortune of Kali Yuga. Kalyar dosho nidhi rajan asti ek mahan gun kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. Kali Yuga may be ocean of miseries, motion of faults, ocean of whatever, but there is one good thing. If you just take shelter of Krishna, if you just focus our mind on holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can be blissful in any situation. I'll just like to end, time is up, but since Rath Yatra is going, I thought I will speak one pastime of Jagannath and end. Is that okay? Okay. So, we see how one time there was one Panda Jagannath who was worshipping Jagannath. He went to Jaipur. And when he came to Jaipur, he had a wonderful darshan of Govindji, Radha Govindji. And the news went to princess of Jaipur that, one great devotee, great Panda has come from Jagannath Puri. So she was very happy. So she arranged to call him to the palace. And then she asked when he's going back to Puri. And then he explained after 1 week he will go back. So she was very happy. And he said, before going, please come to me. I want to give you a special gift for Lord Jagannath. Then he said, okay, very nice, wonderful. He was very happy that, he will carry some gift for Lord Jagannath. So he came. And this princess was for 1 week just planning and thinking what gift to give to Jagannath. Actually, this is the way. When we go to see Lord, it's not that we have to plan and see what I can ask from Lord. We should go to give Lord. How can I serve Lord? How can I please Lord? So, and that is actually secret of happiness. So, this princess was a great devotee. So, she was meditating and thinking. And finally, she made a beautiful box and made a beautiful gift and gave to Pandaji. And she said, this is very precious, very special, this is very confidential. And I want this directly go in the hands of, and nobody should see in between. Pandaji said, no problem, wonderful, I will do that. And then Pandaji took that gift and he was walking from Jaipur to Puri, practically from west to east, hundreds and thousands of miles, long distance. And he was carrying valuable gifts, so naturally, every night when he used to sleep, he couldn't sleep properly. I remember whenever I used to go from Pune to Kharagpur, I used to have laptop. Night I couldn't sleep, because whole time, so many times in night, get up to check whether laptop is there or not, So when something valuable you feel you have, it's difficult to sleep. And this Panda couldn't sleep many days. But anyway, he thought this is a special gift I should give to Jagannath, and very nicely carried. And finally, when he came to the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, Atarnalam, he thought, now I have already come. Now let me see. He was, every day he was seeing that gift and he was feeling curious. Maybe this princess must have given nice jewelry, nice diamond, nice rubies, nice some special. So, and he was controlling himself. But now he said, now I have already come to Jagannath Puri. Let me now at least see. So his curiosity was so much. Finally, he broke open that box and saw that inside there was another box. Then again he opened that, he saw another there was, and finally when he saw, inside there was one piece of paper, sheet. He tried to search where are diamond jewelry, jewel, rubies, gold. He couldn't see anything. He became so frustrated. He said, "This princess has really cheated me. I thought she is going to give special gift. I didn't sleep so long. I just so nicely protected and I brought. But now what I see is just piece of paper." He became so frustrated. He just threw that box there only. That piece of paper he just crushed. And he just threw that and went home. Then it was evening time, he took shower, he took prasad and took rest. And night, Jagannathji came in dream. And Jagannathji was very angry. He said, "My great devotee had sent very special gift for me. And you just crushed that gift and just threw that." And he was very angry. And then Pandaji said, "Oh my dear Lord, no, there was no gift. I also thought that she is giving very great gift, so I was very happy. But actually she just cheated." Lord said, no, it was very special gift. Pandaji saying, no, I saw it was just cheating, it was just small cheat, you know. Then Lord said, no, actually, the gift she gave is very dear to my heart. And you will see, come to take darshan tomorrow morning. And you will see that gift close to my heart. Next day Pandaji got up, took the bath and went to Jagannath Darshan. And he saw Jagannathji was very beautifully dressed. And there was another Pandaji who was, seeing the decoration all that. And then that another Pandaji saw there is some cheat or some paper. So immediately he also took out, he wanted to throw. Then this Pandaji said, "Hey, don't throw. That seems to be very special, but I don't know what is that special. Let us see what is that." And he saw that sheet and they opened and they read. Actually, it was a beautiful shloka. I forgot the shloka, but I can tell the meaning of it. So the princess was meditating for many days. What gift to give to Jagannath? Generally, we have to give such gift to that person is happy. For example, some businessman is there. He has business of different types of lights, fancy lights, all types of light. Now imagine on his birthday, you give him tube light, you know. Will he be happy? He said, "Are, I have so many lights. What is this tube light?" You know? He won't be happy. So she was thinking, "Are, what to give? Because, you know, if I give him some jewels or something, Krishna, he is Lakshmipati. He has all the jewels and he is proprietor of all the, you know, rubies and diamonds and all this thing. Here in his abode, every dust particle is more valuable than jewel, you know." So she was thinking different, what gift to give to Krishna. What will please Krishna? And she couldn't find it. And she was thinking, what does Krishna doesn't have? So after a deep contemplation, she realized Krishna doesn't have one thing. What is that thing? She writes in poem that, "My dear Lord, you have everything. So I was wondering what to give, because I wanted to give what you don't have. And then I realized that you don't have one thing." He said, "You don't have your own mind, because you lost your mind in Vrindavan. You are there in Dwarka, but without mind. You are mindless, you know, sometimes you say. What sometimes we say? He's mindless. He's absent-minded. His mind is not there. He's absent-minded. So you are absent-minded because your mind is in Vrindavan. So I offer my mind to you." So that was her. And Krishna was so pleased that by this offering. And actually that is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is teaching entire Bhagavad Gita and finally saying, "Man mana bho mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskaru." So this mind, Krishna is saying, offer to me. And sometimes we think, why should we offer to Krishna? And then we invest mind in somewhere else, and then mind becomes like a big demon. And that becomes cause of our destruction. So if you follow this instruction, okay, offer this mind to Krishna. Then mind can be our greatest friend, and we can be blessed by supreme mercy. And then this world, will become, though apparently externally it is dukkhalem ashashvatam, like Prabhupada Saraswati said, it will become, what Prabhupada Saraswati says, since I have become devotee, vishvam purnam sukhayate. He says this world is purnam sukhayate. I am feeling this world is full of ecstasy. So we see Priyavrat Maharaj here, he did all this bondage so that people can be happy and peaceful. And still today we are seeing, we are fighting on that and not peaceful. Because actually we are not offering our mind to Krishna. If you offer our mind to Krishna, in every situation we can be peaceful and happy. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Rath Yatra Mahamahotsav ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. There is, what is it? Oh, there is a wonderful shloka of this, what princess had written on the piece of paper. Can somebody read it? Who gave it? Okay, Sarvalakshan Prabhu can recite this verse. Verse by princess, okay?
Hare Krishna. Ratnakaras tavagraham grahini cha lakshmi kim deyam asti bhavate purushottamaya abhira gopalalana ritamanasaya dattam manastad anume kripaya grahana. Ratnakaras tava grahini cha lakshmi. She says that, Lord Jagannath, you are Ratnakara. Ratnakara means full of Ratna you have. And your wife is Lakshmi Devi. And Kim Deyam Asti Bhavate Purushottamaya. What can I give you? Abhira Gopalalana Ritamanasaya. So you have lost your mind because all the Gopas and Gopis have stolen your mind. And dattam manastha danume kripaya grahana. That is why I give my mind to you.